p.m., 7 o'clock. Right. Please stand for the pledge.
Liam is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. You got this? He's got it. He's ready.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mr. DeDominick?
Present.
Mrs. Statz?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay. Under item two, board report, this is part of our meeting where we give an update of what's happening in our building. So Mrs. Statz is going to start off with the primary.
Okay. For the primary, Mr. Morris is looking for additional parent volunteers for kindergarten sled riding at recess. Please contact the school at 330-825-5133 if you are interested. Ms. Mary Bird from the Akron Summit County Norton Branch Library is scheduled for her monthly kindergarten story time on January 11th. Kindergarten literacy screening will be conducted the week of January 16th. Kindergarten students will be attending the performance of the Rainbow Fish on January 23rd at the Cleveland Playhouse Square.
Under Norton Elementary, as students return to school in January, mid-year testing takes place to measure progress and identify areas of need. Students will be participating in MAP assessments for reading and math, as well as the mid-year literacy screenings early in January. The mobile dentist will be at NES on February 7th to complete checkups, cleanings, and other necessary procedures. Information is being sent home this week for parents to review and complete if interested in this opportunity. NES Valentine's Day parties will be held on Friday, February 9th from 1 to 2 p.m. Please reach out to your room parents for information on attending these parties.
Now for Norton Middle School. Norton Middle School's Be the Change Club is creating a warmth tree. The tree will hold donated hats and gloves for those in need. The Farming Club has started 4 indoor tower gardens for gardening herbs and vegetables. Select Norton Middle School students are excited to attend a field trip at TWB Company, where our board member Patrick Birch works, as a part of career exploration opportunity later this week. Our PBIS committee is meeting next Monday and finalizing a behavioral flow chart. Teachers will use this as a guide to ensure that we are providing research-based classroom interventions for every student every day. And finally, MAPS ELA testing begins this week. Math testing is next week. Teachers will use these assessments to inform instruction as we begin the next half of the year.
And finally, from the high school, our 6th annual fashion show will be held Friday, January 26th. This has become a popular tradition at Norton High School to showcase our fine arts program, as well as allowing students to display their artistic abilities. We are also beginning something new this year and will be hosting the fashion show again that night at 7 o'clock p.m. for the community and parents. So that's Friday, January 26th. Also, as part of our PBIS program, we have begun honoring 8 students every month as Students of the Month from each of our departments in the building: Math, Science, Social Studies, Language Arts, World Languages, Fine Arts, PE Health, and Career Tech. After being announced each month, these students' pictures will be displayed on the bulletin board in the Commons. Departments choose these students, and they can be from any grade 9 through 12. We look forward to being able to honor 72 students each year in this fashion. Now moving on to item 3, Treasurer's Report.
Just briefly, later in the agenda, you'll see that we're approving a contract with Gardner. They're going to be putting new HVAC in our field house. It's a project that we've been looking at for about 6 or 8 months. Mr. Farson has mentioned this numerous times. The structure itself is sweating. The floors are becoming extremely slippery. We're concerned about rust in the building, and it's a new building that we built. So that will begin being installed probably early June. So maybe see some construction there moving forward.
Thank you. Under item 4, superintendent's report.
So everybody's here. I know why everybody's here, because it's board appreciation month. Thank you for coming out.
We had to give you Student of the Month or you wouldn't have come up for your mother, so that's Claire. So I wanted to just take a moment to thank the board for, we've got some certificates. The sign is still holding. I taped it with Scotch tape. It is still up, so we're going to recognize that. I want to give certificates. After we do the Students of the Month, and my boy William has already dived in, are they good? They're from Tiffany's. We got Tiffany's cookies over there in water, so please take a cookie, whether you appreciate the board or not. We want you to take the cookies. But I want to thank them. It is a difficult job. You give up nights like tonight. There's always things we would rather be doing than sitting in a meeting sometimes, but I appreciate all that they do and the time that they give and the support that they give me. So I want to thank you very much, and you've got your certificates, but it's been a pleasure. It's been a year and a half, and it's been awesome, so thank you.
Thank you. Now, moving on to item 5, student recognition, Students of the Month.
So we will start off our Students of the Month. We've kind of randomly picked them. We will let Mr. Morris, you can go first.
So you already got to meet William Zenner. He came up to do that. But just one thing I want to share about William is he's just a natural born leader. One of the things that I saw, he probably doesn't know that I was kind of in the hallway when this moment happened, but one of the things that I saw just before we went and left on winter break, when it's time to go to outdoor recess, it's kind of a little hectic because, you know, we're trying to get snow pants on, boots on, hats, coats, gloves, and, you know, things are just flying out of lockers and we're trying to get stuff put on. Because we got to get outside, you know. We don't have any snow yet, but we got to get outside. So, you know, everybody's putting their stuff on, and one student that was next to Will was really struggling with zippers. Zippers are hard when we're in kindergarten. So he quietly just kind of went over there and just said, hey, you need some help? And went over to the friend, and he said, no. I'm going to get it started, and you're going to finish the rest of the way. So he got it started, you know, just like any other good teacher would do, of getting that in the, you know, that car parked in the garage, and then getting ready to pull. And then once he got it started, he turned it over to the other student and said, okay, now give it a pull. That was one of those moments that you don't always get to see, but it was one of those moments that, you know, just made my heart happy for, you know, for Will and for the other students. And I'm just blessed, and it's going to be amazing to see what William does in his years ahead. So, Mrs. Raybuck, the floor is yours.
All right. So, when I was picking my Student of the Month, I pretty much knew right away. I probably knew from the very first week of school. And clearly, it came to surprise to no one that William was going to be the Student of the Month. He has some really great qualities that he possesses. He plays such an important role within our classroom. First grade quality, he's ridiculously kind. He's really inclusive with his peers, making sure everybody has a turn, making sure that nobody is left out. He's got one of the biggest hearts I've seen on a kindergartner. 5 and 6 year olds don't really know what's outside of their own personal bubble. Not William. He is so concerned about everybody else, and it's so amazing to see. Not even with just peers, with staff as well. A couple weeks ago, one of my coworkers came up to me and was like, William Zenner just asked me how my weekend was. So that might not seem like a big deal with like people that work with older kids or even adults, but that's really not common in the land of littles. He's really thoughtful with his daily interactions. He's incredibly well-mannered. I'm sure that's because of all the great role models that he has at home. But it's just really amazing to see. He's also very hardworking. He comes to school every day ready to learn. He tells me on a daily basis how much he loves school, and even sometimes that he wishes school would last longer. he's very eager to please, but he really works hard to be the best version of himself. So he's eager to please adults, but like he really strives like deep down like to do a really excellent job. He has outstanding work habits, which really lets him excel in his academics. He has a great vocabulary and is wise beyond his years, probably because, like he tells us frequently, he's the size of a second grader. So that's
he is tall.
And to piggyback off of what Mr. Moore said, he is just an amazing leader within the classroom. He is always doing what he's asked to do, what he's expected to do, and he's kind of become like this cheerleader for the rest of the classmates, always dishing out compliments, encouraging his classmates, and it's really special to see, really fun to that I get to witness that. William has like a lot of energy, but so much calmness to him. It's really hard to explain, but like the kids just flock to him, and it's just such a cool quality that I get to observe within him. Like Mr. Morris said, like normal kids would be like, sure, yeah, I can help you, but he's like, okay, now you can do the rest. You got it, buddy. Like he's just so uplifting and encouraging. And because of all these things, I just cannot wait to see what the rest of his future holds. And I'm just so thankful that I get to be part of his journey. And I'm just really proud of him.
All right, Mr. Brady.
I'm up here tonight with my pair of Jordans. Jordan Eiler, our fourth grade student of the month, and Jordan Nass, his teacher. And one quality we look for with student of the month is someone with a great attitude and, you know, leader in the classroom. And Jordan definitely exemplifies that. In his classroom, we're really proud of you. Mrs. Stephan really wanted me to let everybody know that she thinks you're really great at coding in her class. So Ms. Nass is going to share some other great things about you today.
I am. It's really easy to stand up here and talk about a student like Jordan because he just does all the things. I feel like the prior teacher up here, she just went on all the things she was saying. I was like, yeah, mine too. Same. Like all those things. Like, I'm just so proud. So first, he just is a model citizen in the classroom. He does the right thing all of the time, in and out of the classroom, when no one's looking, when everyone's looking, which is when I do appreciate it because some friends need a little guidance. So I appreciate that. He's very kind-hearted. It's important to him to check in on others. And, you know, oftentimes he's just like, are you okay? Like, just checking in. And I love that. He makes sure to include others in games and whatever they're doing. In addition to that, he is a very silly kiddo, which I appreciate. I am like a social butterfly, and he kind of goes along with that and makes people giggle. But at the same time, he can dig deep and work hard, and he strives to do well. And he takes a lot of pride in his work. And in case that's not enough, he's made tremendous progress socially, academically, behaviorally. He's done the thing, guys. So we are so proud of Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Sackett. Jordan's, good job. Mrs. Snowden.
This is Rebecca, and Rebecca, I don't know if you knew, we kind of matched today. Nice work. Okay, wait a week, we it. But Rebecca is an awesome student here at Norton Middle School. She's a fifth grader. She is the first fifth grader chosen as student of the month, which is a huge honor. So it's when we say the fifth grade team, who are we choosing? They all had an answer, and it was you. Aside from being a good student, she is also a jump roper. She's part of Mrs. Gable. What is your problem? The Jammin' Jumpers. And not only does she have some really sweet moves, and I almost told her to bring a jump rope, but then I was afraid that I would be tempted to try it, and that would be really embarrassing. But something that kind of struck me when she was talking about jump roping wasn't just the goal setting and the working hard to strive for those goals, but that she was telling me there are younger students who are new to the club, and part of what she likes about the club, or part of what she feels like is her responsibility, is to mentor those new members. So that just kind of gives you a glimpse of this faculty right here next to me. And I'll let Mr. Oatman finish talking about Rebecca and her awesome captain.
Mrs. Snowden mentioned that she's the first fifth grader to be one of our students of the month. And it's really difficult transition a lot of times from the elementary school to the middle school. You go from big fish in a small pond to little fish in a very big pond. And a lot of students have a really difficult time making that adjustment. Rebecca has not had any trouble at all making that adjustment. When you are trying to pick a student of the month, you obviously look at academics, you look at personality, you look at leadership, has been mentioned a couple of times, and Rebecca absolutely checks all the boxes. Model student in the classroom, her grades are top-notch across the board, and she really does set an example for everybody else in the room. A lot of times we as teachers will kind of look around the room and we'll be trying to get a couple of people to kind of jump on board to what we're trying to do, and you want to find that one student and you can say, hey, keep an eye on this one. And in my ninth period class, Rebecca is that student by far. Always doing the right thing, always engaged in the lesson, always knows exactly what needs to be done, and puts her best effort forward to get it done. And from what I hear from all of her other teachers that really wanted to be able to be here alongside me and alongside Rebecca, they all feel exactly the same way. She is just absolutely an all-star, and I'm really glad that I have her towards the end of my day, because it makes the end of my day go really, really smooth. So.
Mr. Shaner.
All right, every month at the high school, we have a student of the month, and we also have a career tech student of the month that we're able to recognize. And so I have with us our career tech student of the month. This is Ms. Lexi Buchanan. She's a senior at the high school. And then our student of the month for January is Ms. Claire Bennett. So I'll get to Claire here in just a minute. I'm gonna start with Lexi. And I just wanna start by saying, you know, every now and again, it's always a joy to get up here and talk about our kids. And it's always great kids to get up here. But sometimes there's just some of them that just kind of strike you just the right way. And I want to stand up here in front of everyone, Lexi, and just say how proud I am of you and like how awesome of a student you are. You don't realize like what our staff thinks of you, because you just go about your day, you just do what you're supposed to do. But you are an amazing kid, and you're amazing in the cosmetology program. So she goes every day for half the day over to Barberton for the cosmetology program. And she shared with me that she likes it when people just come in, because you can go in and get like a pair of nails, I guess. Clearly, I don't know a whole lot about this. But people can just come in. You said that was one of the joys of being in the program. But I want to say, like, it is difficult to get into the COS program. It is difficult. It's one of the most difficult programs to get into. Mrs. Klecky can attest to that. But she was able to do it because she did what she's supposed to do. She shows up every day, and she does, and she's just great about kind of flying under the radar, but doing exactly what she needs to do. And I got to share this with everyone. Hope you don't mind. So she had to do kind of this one credentialing program as part to graduate. And to kind of give you an idea of what Lexi did, is she was on delayed start, which means every day she doesn't have to come first period, she can come second period. It's something seniors can do, either delayed start or early release at the end of the day, one or the other. So she does delayed start. But she had to do this credentialing program, and she gave up her delayed start in order to come in and make sure that she got that done. And she did the entire thing, it's the Rise Up program, Amy, in a week. So she had to do it. She came in, she said, I'm gonna bang this out right now, get it done. But that's what she does. And that's how she's really been so successful. And I just want to say how proud I am of you. I know the high school is extremely proud of you. Even if you didn't realize it, you're an amazing kid. So congratulations. And now we have Miss Claire Bennett. And Claire, of course, is a senior, and I would tell you everything she's involved in, but we would be here until about 10 o'clock tonight. So the main thing is, of course, she's on the soccer and track team, but she's also the president of National Honor Society. And she's involved big time in Key Club, which I'll turn over to Mrs. Klecky in just a minute. But you know, she's very involved in a lot of different things around the school. But I'm very interested in, she wants to go into emergency management and homeland security. Yes. Did I say that right? Yes, that's what she wants to go into in the future. I have absolutely no idea what that is. But I think of like the FBI guys walking around with like things in their ear.
You can.
Okay, all right, so yes, you humor me a little bit, just say yes. So those are her future plans. Now, I know both of her older sisters go to Ohio State. We don't know if she'll end up there, but she said they don't have that major. So I don't know, Mom. I don't know. So anyway, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Klecky now to kind of share some thoughts about
Claire has been in Key Club for 4 years with me. She's been the president for the last 2 years. And those of you that don't know Key Club, it is a service organization where we try to make a difference in people's lives. So we do all kinds of volunteer activities around our area. And Claire is a leader in every sense of the word. She's always coming, Mrs. Klecky, you got a minute? And she'll come in and just say, I got an idea, or she'll email me an idea that she has. And they're always wonderful. And the most recent one is she's been on me about restarting our recycling program at the high school. And it got really busy for a while, but she's like, what are we doing about recycling this year? You know, she's nudging me. And she had a flow chart. She gave it to Mr. Shainer. And we got everything on the go. And we started it before Christmas break, but Wednesday is our first day when we're actually going to be going around and collecting recycles in the high school again. So it hasn't been since before COVID we did that. So that's just an example of her leadership and her desire to help and make a difference. In Key Club, she set up an online registration for all the activities that we do. She went in and I'm not good with Google, so she went in and set up a place where students can actually go in and sign up for their activities that we have set up. We may have 7 or 8 activities a month that we're doing, but she has a way for the kids to go in and write their names, so it helps me tremendously. It helps me a lot. So just like Mr. Shaver said, all the things that you're involved in and you work part-time and all the things that you do with your rigorous course load. And she is applying for, I don't know if I can say this or not, but I got a recommendation request this morning from a job that she wants this summer, which is working at a Christian camp for kids. And easy to write, easy, simple to be able to say, hire her in a heartbeat. She'd be wonderful at this. So I've had all 3 Bennetts, and they've all been president of Key Club, and this is the longest question. So. Well deserving. Claire's
at the high school more than you and I.
So,
yeah,
she's at the school
a lot more than I am. So well deserving of Student of the Month and Student of the Year. We'll take a break to congratulate the Students of the Month. We would like all the Students of the Month to come over here for a picture. And then we have a yard sign for each one of you. Under item 6, is there any public participation? Okay. Under item 7, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, is there any board business? Okay. Under item 9, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 11, personnel, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement resignation leave termination, item 1, Logan Bechtel?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit, number 1, Lindsay Dillon?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified substitute pending background check and permit, item 1, Tiffany Matta?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters D and E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch? Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters F through J?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to point out, and I know that Mrs. Hagenbush talked about it earlier, that is the field house, making sure that turns into a four-season facility for our athletic programs, our academic classes, and hopefully for the community. So we're excited to finally get this rolling, and hopefully in May or June, we're fully complete and ready to utilize over the summer. So we're not slip sliding away on the floor.
Okay. And I just want to thank, under letter J, it's always nice when the district receives donations, and we received a donation from an anonymous donor to pay off the negative lunch balances to our food services department, so that's really nice. And then also is the light fixture donation from Williams Concrete for the wrestling room with approximate value of $1,800. It's very generous. So. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominic? Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.